T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap for Thursday, April 11th.
It was a foggy Thursday, that's right.
Yeah, for very much so. So here's what you may have missed on the show this morning. We found out about humble people. They're more knowledgeable than those who brag a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Says a lot about someone being kind of quiet about their knowledge. Pepperdine University researchers discovered that people who brag about how smart they are actually less intelligent than those who are more humble.
You know, so constantly tweeting about how great you are isn't a good idea?
I'll bet any woman who's ever been on a date or two could tell you that very same thing.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
oh,
Janie?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Oh, man.
Well,
that's one of the signs.
Yeah.
And it goes across so many realms. It goes across people that are homophobic, people who are racist, people who are anything where they talk a lot about something.
Right.
Probably means that they're hiding whatever that thing is.
William Shakespeare said in Hamlet, "Methinks thou doth protest too much." And you can turn that around. I think you brag about yourself too much.
Very smart. So this one's kind of cool because I can tell you, young people, back in my day when you had allergy program that were injecting your body or telling your body to the immune system not to overreact with allergens that are in the air, such as mold and pollen, we had to take it the old-fashioned way with needles in the arms. Well, now all you need to do is an under-the-tongue allergy pill.
Nice.
It was only released in 2014, but researchers surveyed allergists last year, and they found 73% of them have actually ditched the needle method and gone to under the tongue allergy pills that basically does the same thing.
That's great for kids, man.
Really, it is, yes. So the first tablet is much like the injectable one where you have to go to the allergist's office, but after that, you can take it at home. They just want to make sure you're not going to have an allergic reaction.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the copay?
No.
okay. All right.
Not at all. I think it's pretty cool there. They say that over time, allergists were more likely to prescribe shots over the pills, whereas if the patient had more than one allergy and could travel regularly to get the shots in their doctor's office. So this makes
a
lot
that
more.
That is, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll send you home for some pills as opposed to come back every twice a week.
Yes, very much. Let's see. If you want to learn, in the process of learning another language, for me, I've been trying to learn Spanish for 5 years. And I know like 4 words. This is actually a pretty cool app that you can use when you're watching shows on Netflix or Amazon Video or YouTube. It's called Lingvo, Lingvo. And basically what it does is once you turn the subtitles on, it will start reading the subtitles for you. So if it's in Spanish or if you can't understand what the sentence is, you can hit pause on it. In essence, it'll kind of break down the sentence structure for you so you can understand it.
So you're watching your Netflix on your television, but you have your device in your hand with Lingvo on.
Yeah.
And it's reading the subtitles along with what you're reading.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
That
and I think,
cool.
too, like, I think it would just be, sometimes I get so into the show, though, I don't want to have to deal with all the extra stuff. So I was thinking as we were talking about this on the air, like, what if you just binge watched something you've already seen, instead of watching, like, a movie that you've never seen before, throw in some episodes of The Office or something like that where you already sort of understand what's going on. And even then, I feel like it would help you more because you wouldn't have to pay attention to the plot as much.
Put things in context for you.
Yeah, very
right,
true.
Exactly.
So, as summer's here and it's getting warmer, that means you'll probably be donning on your bathing suit, hopefully putting on some sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while, you may have brushed some of the sunscreen onto your bathing suit or your towel or your shirt.
It's going to get on your towel.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
And then you wash it and then you realize, well, what's going on? You pointed out, Janie, you felt like your washing machine was rusty.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was. Like, I've seen, now that we've talked about the story, like, I know exactly what you're talking about, but on my towels and stuff like that, I thought, you see the little brown spots, and I just thought, oh, maybe it's just like, I don't know, maybe I left it in there too long against the metal in the washer and it rusted a little bit, got on it. I don't know, but now it makes sense.
Well,
it's the suntan lotion.
Yeah, come to find out, it's azobenzone, which is actually in most sunscreens, it actually it makes the stuff that blocks the UVA and V rays, it makes it kind of stick to your skin. So it works in tandem. The problem is that it has a reaction to the iron that is in our water supply. So you may not even see it on your clothing until after you wash it.
So it's the iron in the water.
Yeah, it's basically rust.
Uh-huh.
And no bleach or detergent or Oxy Booster will get that off. You actually have to buy a stain remover, pre-treat the stain with a rust stain remover designed for clothing, or you can try a little bit of lemon juice and salt by flushing the stain with cold water, then squeeze the lemon juice right onto the stain, lay the garment flat, put a little bit of salt on it, let it sit overnight, and then brush it off in the morning, stick it in the washer.
Cool. All right.
Let's see. We also found out that our friend the cucumber...
Unbelievable superfood.
Apparently, it is the Swiss Army knife fruits in your crisper there. Besides being pretty good in a salad, it is, it's a good vitamin boost. It protects plants. It cleans leather. It banishes cellulite. It'll do your taxes, and it actually will even use as a hangover remedy
and keep pests out of your garden.
Yeah,
this is so crazy to me. I had no idea you could use that. I need to rethink my opinion of the cucumber. Apparently,
the mighty cucumber. Yeah, those B vitamins inside. There's a whole bunch of B vitamins, folic acid, vitamin C, and whatnot. But all those B vitamins in there makes it a great pick me up snack. If you've ever looked at the ingredients of a 5-hour energy, all it is vitamin B something.
And so
that's why it makes you kind of awake. So this is kind of a natural way to do it. And also, filling up your tummy so you're not eating stuff from the snack machine. Although I would not stop you from putting money in the snack machine.
Said the man who is running our snack machine and takes the money from it and restocks it every day.
I don't judge, but if you want to, go ahead.
I think you need a snack, Chris.
They say that, actually, which you had mentioned there, Storm, absolutely, it works good in the garden. If you put a little bit of a slice of cucumber on a small piece of aluminum and then put it in your garden. Apparently, the chemicals inside the cucumber react with the aluminum. They give off a scent that we can't detect, but apparently drives garden pests crazy.
All right.
It's a natural way to keep pests away from eating your maters and everything like that.
And it can cure cellulite, at least help cellulite?
Yeah. This makes sense because you see on spas, people put slices of cucumbers on their eyes.
Yeah, I have facial lotion that says it's got cucumber in it. Now my face is going to stink. It's going to smell like cucumber.
No, that's pickle juice. That's a little different.
No, cucumbers smell bad.
Do they?
I can't stand it. Like cucumber water, I can't even drink it because
smells
bad.
Oh, really? Okay.
The photochemicals inside cucumbers cause the collagen in your skin to actually tighten, so that's why it is used around your eyes to banish the bags and the wrinkles under there.
That explains that, though. So maybe it's working.
Yeah. Here, if you got nauseous breath, you can actually take a piece of slice of cucumber, press it into the roof of your mouth, and hold it there with your tongue for 30 seconds. That eliminates bad breath.
How long do you hold it?
Finally.
30 seconds?
Yeah, 30 seconds.
Okay.
You can use cucumber peels to easily remove crayon markings from your wall.
Oh, come on.
I feel like this is the part where it's getting a little crazy.
Yeah, right. You can rub a freshly cut cucumber over your leather shoe. Not only will it provide a quick and durable shine, but it will waterproof it.
Put one in your gas tank. It'll double your mileage.
I know. I'm just like, oh, my God.
You don't need to pay taxes. Just send
remember,
a cucumber to Uncle Sam.
Just remember, like Chris said, though, pickles are not the same thing. So don't take a pickle out of the jar and start rubbing it all over your shoes.
It almost sounds like it's a ShamWow commercial.
I know.
It's the magic cucumber.
Yeah, for sure. And then finally, we learned today, if you're in one of those jobs, and I think we've all had them, where you have to fake smile and you can't roll your eyes and you have to take abuse from customers or you're a horrible boss.
It's called customer service,
whether
it's on the phone or in person.
And if you're a spontaneous person, this actually could be leading you to heavier consumption of alcohol.
You got to bleed off the stress. It's not easy eating that all day long.
I'm currently, I end up, there's like the PR version of yourself, I call it being on, but when you finally flip the switch off, it's like, where are my sweatpants? Where are my Cheetos? Yeah. Where's my wine? don't talk. That's like, I want to be alone. Don't talk to me unless you're my cat. Like, we're watching Netflix.
I need CNC, a cat and a Chardonnay.
You need a quick release, and a lot of people will use alcohol for that,
which
is fine. You can use that as a nice venting. It's kind of have a venting wine that we enjoy.
Okay.
But, it's just kind of one of these things you need to keep in mind that, having a few drinks doesn't lead into a really lifelong struggle in having too much alcohol. They also say that if you're somebody who's very spontaneous, that the relationship with alcohol is even stronger. They've shown for the longest time that the true emotions, those who repress their true emotions while working tend to have less control of alcohol consumption when they're off the clock. They've had previous reports to do this, but this actually is the first time they've had one that links it together. So they say, just keep an eye on that. Maybe look of other ways to release stress, maybe going for a run or a walk.
Maybe like a decompression period. If you've been on a phone doing customer service, maybe other people, everybody get together and kind of kind of a bitch about what just what happened.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Blow off some steam.
To get it out of your system, you know?
Yeah. Well, and so much socially revolves around drinking, too. So it's like, it doesn't help when you're like, let's go grab a drink, you know?
That is very true. I learned when I worked at customer service, when you would have a tough call like that, you would have to take a break.
Because it was
exhausting, especially when you're going over the same thing over and over. And, you know, They're angry at the situation, but they take their anger out on you, and it just doesn't really work.
They might not even want you to solve the situation. They just wanted to carpet somebody about it.
Yeah, and that's kind of one of the things when I call customer service, because I've worked in it, I'm like, you know, I'm not upset at you. I'm upset at your company. Unfortunately, you're an agent for your company, so if you want to transfer me, that's cool. There's no hard feelings, you know, and you're pleasant. Even when I get, like, people that are just, you know, doing a collection call that think that I owe money or no, like, that's not me. I'm telling you, believe me, I'm the one that's up on my stuff. So there's our show for today, Thursday, April 11th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABC, yeah.
Bye. Have a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.